AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Trump administration is freezing billions of dollars in grants to Harvard over campus activism. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The federal government says it's freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and $60 million in contracts to Harvard after the university said it would defy the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. The move came Monday after Harvard's president said they were not bending to the government's demands. Trump's administration has called for reforms at the university, including its admissions policies, an audit of student-faculty views, and reporting on foreign students. The hold on Harvard's funding marks the seventh time President Trump's administration has taken the step at one of the nation's most elite colleges in an attempt to force compliance with Trump's political agenda. I'm Julie Walker.
A Russian court convicted four journalists of extremism for working for an anti-corruption group founded by the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny and sentenced them to 5.5 years in prison each. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on proposals for cuts in the State Department and budgets for other agencies.
The proposal is said to be still in a highly preliminary phase, but the White House Office of Management and Budget has proposed gutting the State Department budget by almost 50%. That would include slashing the number of diplomatic staff and closing a number of overseas diplomatic missions. It would also eliminate funding for nearly all international organizations, including the United Nations, many of its agencies, and for NATO headquarters. The proposal was presented to the State Department last week, and officials familiar with it say it must still go through several rounds of review before it gets to lawmakers. And in the past, Congress has amended or even rejected White House budget requests. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. Love them or hate them, the AP's Mike Hempen reports, peeps are inescapable around Easter.
Millions are made daily by Just Born Quality Confections in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Caitlin Servian is the company's brand manager.
We make 5.5 million peeps every single day, which is approximately 2 billion peeps per year, enough to circle the earth not just one time, but two times.
Peeps is Just Born's most recognizable brand and one of a handful of candies that evoke strong reactions, good and bad.
We think that Peeps have become such a cultural icon because they've been passed down through generations. Families that have put them in Easter baskets or received them in their Easter baskets are then passing them down to their children and family and friends.
Servian says there are many ways to include Peeps in celebrations. People have been known to use them in recipes and even artwork. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.